This is VOA News. We are from Krista Melton. Tens of thousands of supporters of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny thronged through the streets of Russia on Saturday, defying warnings from authorities that those attending faced protest, police arrest and additional health risks because of the coronavirus. The protests were called by Navalny after the opposition leader was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend. He was returning from Germany, where he had been in medical care in Berlin, to recover from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life in August. Independent monitoring group OVD Info reported about 3,200 arrests as of Saturday night, including Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his aide, politician Lyubov Sobol. Several dozen journalists were also detained. Yulia Navalnaya confirmed her arrest in Moscow in an Instagram post created from inside a police van. Thousands of Navalny's supporters protested in the streets of more than 60 Russian cities on Saturday. They demanded Navalny's immediate release. Police have declared the protests illegal. UN and Yemeni officials say Yemen's Houthi group and the Saudi-backed government, who have been at war for almost 6 years, began fresh negotiations on a prisoner exchange today. A meeting in Jordan comes days after the United States designated the Iran-aligned Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. That's a move the United Nations had warned could undermine peace efforts and worsen Yemen's humanitarian crisis. A UN chartered plane carried four Houthi officials from Sana'a to Amman on Saturday. The government also sent four representatives, according to the head of the government's prisoners committee. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan say they have rearrested 600 members of the Taliban who were freed from imprisonment as part of a peace-building agreement between the United States and the insurgent group. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Hamdullah Mohib, made the announcement Sunday. He alleged the men in question had returned to the battlefield to plot deadly attacks against government forces and civilians. Under the February 2020 U.S. Taliban deal, the government had released more than 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 security personnel. The swap led to the opening of much-sought peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government. Portugal held a presidential election on Sunday. The moderate incumbent candidate is strongly favored to earn a second five-year term as a devastating COVID-19 surge grips the nation. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, who is 72, is regarded as the clear front-runner among seven candidates. He's an affable law professor and former television personality who, as president, has consistently had an approval rating of 60% or more. The head of state in Portugal has no legislative powers, which lie with parliament and the government, but he is an influential voice in the running of the country. To win, a candidate must capture more than 50% of the vote, but a severe surge in coronavirus infections in recent days could keep the turnout low and perhaps lead to a runoff on February 14th between the top two candidates. Portugal has the world's highest rates of new daily infections and deaths, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. The public health system is under a huge strain. Twin attacks on the army in central Mali overnight killed six soldiers, while some 30 suspected jihadists were also left dead in response. That's according to Mali's military on Sunday. The attacks occurred near the border with Burkina Faso at army positions that have been targeted in the past. A deadly Islamist offensive began in northern Mali in 2012 before spreading elsewhere. The raids occurred at Bukase and Mondoro in the violence-racked center of the Sahel country. Mali's military said the attacks took place around 3:30 a.m., said the army seized about 40 motorcycles and a large amount of military gear from the attackers. A medical source said a number of wounded soldiers were evacuated by helicopter. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first directive since taking office, has given his senior leaders 2 weeks to send him reports on sexual assault prevention programs in the U.S. military and an assessment of what has worked and what hasn't. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.